sees every day, hundreds of times a day. So any reduction would be a benefit.
That's why Daniel Rischka wants the flow of medical marijuana running because of his two children. He knows more than most about drugs as a pharmacist and pharmacy manager for DeGraff Hospital. The problem, as he sees it, is that the providers have to be up and running and the doctors have to be trained, and only then can one of the forms of the drug be prescribed and delivered. Rischka says it's frustrating for those who watch Albany in action.
We are extremely frustrated with the process. Governor Cuomo did authorize for emergency access several weeks ago, and I've yet to see anyone in New York State receive this because they didn't really give any plan. It seemed like a lot of smoke and mirrors, unfortunately.
Rischka says it's hard to determine whether a doctor is certified to prescribe, like his children's neurologist, and the marijuana supplier for this area may not be ready to sell any form of the drug on January 5th. But details just don't appear clearly. He's offered to help Albany, but doesn't hear back. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.